The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 15th of May, 2019 at 7:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Sue's at the helm.
Good morning.
Do, 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 do.
Now I have my own theme song.
Yes.
Where have you been?
Hey, you know what? We're going to... Ashley figured out this way. I can take things directly from my computer.
We got to figure
that
out.
Start playing them. You've got that, right? You know how to do that.
Yes.
As soon as I have to signal you, though, so you know when to turn it on. But this means, my friends, I can go into all these little excerpts that I have found over the, you know, every day. And every so often, I could just plug in there, point at her, and I push the button, and what I'm playing comes on the air.
Yes, well, it's magical.
Linda's face just...
I'm chomping at the bit, because I got so much to just go into right now.
Okay, well, let's
First of all, let's go into the weather, because it's Bronc and Bulls, and yes, we're going to be wearing our tarps tonight, because we're going to be there with the Bronc and Bulls. Probably going to get that... Kicking in the gouge and the mud and the blood. We got to have some more of that, like mud, the blood, and the beer.
We're going to be out
up our noses. There you go. Rain today with a high of 64.
You know
my gosh,
to hell
64.
With rain. We're going to
to the rodeo.
If those guys can ride bulls, we can sit there and cheer them
on. How about that? How about the girls, the flag people?
Oh, the flag people, you know, run around and all
yes.
that. Then the mutton busting.
Oh,
those
they,
little kids.
Not holding me back.
Nope.
Lows tonight at 54. It says 100% chance of rain. We'll be in and out. Don't you worry about it. Showers tomorrow.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
No, you know what? If you look at it right now, it says rain. It's not outside. Come on. It's gray, but that's it.
Mike Krueger said he was going to change that forecast if I gave him his dog back.
Okay. Thursday high of 63 with showers again, then chance of showers on Thursday night with a low of 51. Now, Friday calls for 40% chance of showers with a high of 69 and a low of 53. Rain likely on Saturday with a high of 62 and a low of 51 and 67 showers. Now, here's what I'm going to say about rodeo week. You just never know what you're going to get because sometimes it's so doggone hot. When you're sitting there with the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. Love those guys. 365-3793. So, they are always our weather sponsors. Now let's talk a little bit about two things. I want to discuss this with you. We're going to talk about the Lone Stranger Struck Again and the Asphalt Cowboys managed to once again let them escape with the stolen loot. This time it was the Golden Valley.
I'm starting to worry about the Asphalt Cowboys. This has been going on for 60 years. Not one time have
I have to lead this into something that really is something you're going to laugh at. Let me just go into yesterday I was with a girlfriend and she said 5 years ago around this time, if you heard gunshots, she was literally panicked and in fear because you heard the gunshots like there was a mass shooting. I'm not kidding you guys. I told her I'd talk about it this morning because she said, you know, I heard gunfire. Did you hear the gunfire? I said, no. And she said, so, you know, I was in with a client and I locked the doors and I called 911.
Well, you know, they went by here yesterday.
But I'm just talking about, she said, 5 years ago, we would have never thought about that. But she said, because of all the mass shootings, I was in fear. I had a moment of a panic and a fear. And I thought, oh, my God, isn't that true? But so... The Lone Strangers, it was the Lone Strangers, folks. It wasn't somebody taking out an AK and deciding to blow a bunch of people away, which is kind of what we see every day on TV now.
No, we don't see it every day on TV.
Well, it's
don't get me started on this.
I wanted to ruffle your feathers. But
well, they came by here yesterday shooting. And, you know, we watched them as they went by and wahooed it
up. But you saw
up.
Them. If you didn't see them, what would you have thought?
If I was, you know what, I could understand where some people could say that. But let's not use that as a springboard
to
ban this.
No, heck no. But
oh, I was scared.
But no,
she did the right thing. She locked the door.
The idea is that we're conditioned differently today. That's the whole idea about, it's good fun.
Okay.
It's good. It's good, clean fun.
You know what?
But I have the clues.
But you know what? That's true. I don't like the idea, they pulled out an AK. No.
No.
Because that gives the wrong connotation. These people come in with pistols. These last shootings were pistols, which is bad enough. But you're right. People 5 years wouldn't have thought
right.
A bunch of gunshots was not, you know, they wouldn't have thought anything. They what's that?
I don't want them to stop tradition. It's great.
Oh, no.
So they struck a Golden Valley Bank on Hempstead Drive. And we're looking to identify the lone strangers and find the hidden loot with the clues. There's a $400 reward if you identify the lone strangers and $400 if you find the loot. So somebody out there is going to get $800 if they can get both. The loot is never hidden on private property. To identify the lone strangers, call 223-1188. All right, so here's what it says. Who to identify the lone strangers for today? They fired up a getaway car. Boss and rider were on a mission. The posse must stake their badges and put them out of commission.
Anderson from the mission.
That's to identify the lone stranger. Now here's to find the hidden loot.
And the other one's a commissioner.
To the hills they could not go, nor on a mountain peak, but in the low plains they found solace near one big creek.
All
right.
Jonathan Anderson is one of them.
I'm just telling you there. Okay. Do we want to do that again in the 8 o'clock hour?
We'll do it in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right. So I just had to share that. Couldn't wait to just get that out.
Well, you know, I can understand that, you know, where if somebody didn't know somehow what was going on around here. So I can understand that. If they didn't know it was going to be the bank robbery and they heard some shots, I could see where people would get excited about that.
They were downtown. There were several of them. It wasn't just one. You know, it's several. You know how it is when the parade, when they do the shooting up, the shoot 'em up in the air, and they're not even bullets. They're what do they call?
They're blanks.
They're blanks. They're blanks.
They don't use bullets.
No, so. Of course. But
hey, another person we really enjoyed on TV from years ago, Tim Conway passed away. Last night.
Oh, man, we need to find a...
You know, I don't know what you know, because he did the skits, and he was so good. He was, of course, on the Carol Burnett Show for so many times. He won like five Emmys. But when he did that sketch with the dentist and with Harvey Korman, where he kept injecting himself with Novocaine so his hand wouldn't work, his leg dropped and all this. But he did another one with Carol Burnett and Dick Van Dyke, and the woman that played, Carol Burnett's mother,
how come I can't think of her name right now?
Carol Lawrence.
Yeah, yes.
No, it wasn't it. Anyway, but he was talking about elephants and how the mice would run across the elephant's trunks. And it was so hilarious. I mean, everybody is breaking up. He just keeps going on and on and on. And at the end of it, Mama stands up and she says, "When is this blank blank gonna finish?" And which broke everybody up. There are so many scenes that Tim Conway brought so much laughter to people. He was in he was a true genius in skits like that. He passed away at age 85
and
Doris Day.
He's had six kids.
Yeah.
He died of is it wasn't Alzheimer's. There was a special condition of something that's called NPH, normal pressure hydrocephalus. No dementia or Alzheimer's, but anyway, so he did. It does say that he had a Golden Globe Award for series in 1976, along with Emmys in 73, 77, and 78. He wrote a book, What's So Funny? My Hilarious Life. And he painted, and he was obviously an offset, offset prankster. But I had the great, great honor of seeing him and Harvey Korman here in Reading at the Civic, where they did do the dentist skit. And I think they should have handed out little, diapers for people who were, scared to pee your pants time.
Yep.
I was there. I went to that show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
It was literally one of the very last shows they performed.
Yes.
Harvey Korman died soon after that.
Yes, and a lot of people didn't know, but he actually had a really hard time walking, so they actually brought him out onto the set.
Harvey Korman?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's still hilarious. Their humor never faded.
Oh, my God.
Not at all.
They just... And also, Tim Conway starred in McHale's Navy. Remember, we loved McHale's Navy.
Yes.
Was just the best. And
I don't think it was McHale's Navy. But that was close. That.
Okay, so...
But it was McHale's Navy.
McHale's.
No, McHale's Navy.
Yes.
No, I thought you were singing the...
What do you think I was
the
doing?
The jingle or something.
No.
It's a good thing we have to take a break now.
Okay.
Hey, you know what this is going on? It's because we slept too well last night.
I mean, we better for the bronc and bowl.
You went out at 9. I don't know.
I did.
You did. You went out at 9 o'clock.
I don't even remember. I was trying to watch.
The funny thing is that when you go to sleep, you make no sound.
I was trying to watch The Voice. Fell asleep in the middle of it.
You don't want to know who?
No.
The reason I'm not going to tell you is that I got to that point where they get ready to make the decision, and I turned it off.
Good.
Just
Thank
so
you.
Just so I couldn't accidentally.
You're such a kind friend and husband.
There you go. But you just go out. There's no sound, and you just go to sleep.
Yep.
Where I'm then at the end, I'm taking Elk Killer out, and then I climb back onto my...
And read then you a go few more sleep. Chapters.
Your sleep number saying last night was 100.
I didn't mind.
I know, but
this is what I love.
I adjusted.
I can choose whatever I want.
I adjusted it for you down to 45.
See, I was so. This is the beauty of it.
You know, right now, we can't say enough about these beds. And rated number one by J.D. Power for satisfaction with mattresses. Okay, but it's our number one mattress too. And right now, you can save $1,000. On a new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed for temperature balancing comfort at the Sleep Number store. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in and see them. You're not going to be sorry. How much is a good night's sleep worth? It's for us, because a lot of times we have events. Get to bed late, boom, we're up at 5 the next morning getting ready for this. And even though it doesn't seem like sometimes we're ready for this, but we are. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. 7:17 in the morning.
My ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile.
Gather your friends to spend a hilarious night with funny man Rob Schneider at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants. I'll be able to go out.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in the Netflix sitcom Real Rob and has also starred in hit movies like Deuce Bigelow and The Hot Chick. And you can catch him in the Netflix series of SNL. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Thursday, May 30th. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay at our hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your ticket for bull riding and rodeo performances at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
He's a cold beer drinker, a buck and beer hunter, the best friend a dog ever had.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is about 60 degrees out there. It's not going to get much warmer today. It looks like we're going to have a little bit of weather, some rain. 7:21 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, specialists in emergency care, the experience and training to deliver the goods when you need it. When people are coming in there, they're seeing people in under the 30-minute mark. And in some cases, I think the average down there was running under in like 20 to 25 minutes, getting people in to be seen by a doctor or a physician's assistant to get them and get them taken care of. This is all over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, here's two things. Next week, on May 20th, next Monday, Father Westling, a valued member of our community, a Navy chaplain who served in Korea and Vietnam, is being laid to rest at IGO. The man wrote several books, including the series called When Johnny Comes Marching Home. And then it was When Joni Comes Marching Home. What happens with the families when the veterans come back or when the military comes back after being in combat? He's a psychologist. Marriage and family therapy. Father Westland was somebody that was there, and he helped so many people. And then on the next day, on May 21st, Major John Kluckner will be laid to rest. Major John Kluckner was a Special Forces hero, settled here in Reading, and was a veterans activist. He pushed all the time to help make sure that veterans got the care they needed. He was a leader in the Veterans Day Parade every year out there in the city of Shasta Lake. He also passed away this last weekend. And his funeral will be on May 21st. That'd be a week from yesterday. Also at IGO. So two people that are huge in the veterans community passing away and being interred within a day of each other. You see that, and then you have to take a look at, these are people that were selfless for their fellow veterans, for people. And then you see what's going on in our political arenas. It's almost, if it wasn't ludicrous, if it wasn't so daggone funny, you'd want to cry. Nick.
Hey,
Nick, do you ever so often just say, and you just start laughing because it's so stupid?
Oh, yes, it's absolutely pathetic, and I feel so sorry for people that aren't wise enough to pay attention to what's going on.
What happened yesterday? Is that what you're going to call about the Board of Supervisors meeting?
Oh, no. Actually, I've got three things I want to mention, and I'll do them all real quick. Oh. I wanted to thank you very much. About 3 months ago, I won $20 worth of Black Bear Bucks, and I finally went last night and had a piece of dead cow, and I just had a wonderful day.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I'm glad the cow was dead.
Yeah, I am too. And then the Cowboys. You mentioned the Cowboys shooting up, going down the street. Hey, that's not nothing, buddy. 30 years ago, you know, it was a contest of which one of the asphalt cowboys could get the drunkest, and there was guns going off in bars all over town. I mean, it was like a war. These guys are neutered compared to 30 years ago.
Okay,
that's absolutely
cute.
The truth. You ask any old-timer around here.
Okay.
And finally, I want to bring to your attention, last week, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday, you were talking about the city attorney, Barry DeWalt, getting a 2.5% raise,
right.
And you were going on about what a good deal we're getting from him, how other attorneys charge so, so much more. And, you know, Councilman DeQuesto got on there and talked before they voted on it, and he pointed out that Barry DeWalt doesn't have any overhead. He doesn't have an office. He doesn't have to office rent. He doesn't have to worry about malpractice. He doesn't have to worry about his staff. All that is paid for. This guy is getting $185,000 or more a year, and the best retirement you could possibly ask for. So to think that he's underpaid, I believe he's pretty.
I may have overstated that position.
I believe you did, and I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
I may have overstated that position. Okay. Hey, I was looking at it strictly from, you know, from what attorneys make out in town.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to be on your show the 23rd.
You sure are.
And I'm going to pick my 1 cent jail staffing and maintenance only tax. I'm getting nothing but positive feedback from it, so I'm very much looking forward to seeing you then.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Nick. The other thing was
Nick, that was great.
Yeah.
Thanks. We always appreciate that. Hey, you know, coming up in the 7:30 hour, we're going to have a real – I just love when we have business owners that from the Reading area that have chosen to really invest and grow and build their business. So we're going to be talking about to a business owner about an event that's happening this coming up Saturday, as well as we're going to honor somebody in this next upcoming segment that is in the other room and doesn't know that we're going to do that. We have about 3 minutes before we have to take a break. Do you have one last rant?
Well, it's not really a rant. This is the I see Joe Biden leading the Democrats by, gosh, 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
And all these new people that are coming up, Mark Cuban, who is obviously not a Trump lover, and he said in this group that they have out there right now, he said there's nobody out there who can beat Trump right now of this group. And so you've got to look and see who else is going to come up. The mayor from Indiana has absolutely no support in South Carolina from the African American community. None. Zero. Not one, you know, when they're doing their polls.
Right.
I find that hard to believe.
I'm sure he's got a few.
He may have a few, but he doesn't have many.
Okay.
He really appeals to those people that make $100,000 or more. You know, he comes in and I have not listened to him talk. I'm just looking at what polls, you know, what the polls are saying there. And we all know that polls can be
four-letter words.
Yeah. They're, it is a four-letter word.
I'm sorry. I think it is.
But the other things are, is that every time that the Democrats go forward, still hammering on this, on Trump, they're missing their chance to turn a corner and say, look, we're here to help this country. Let's get going on infrastructure. Let's get going on health care. Let's find up some kind of a solution on the border and this immigration where we actually reform immigration laws so that they make sense, so that we have control of who comes in, but we can still bring people in. Right now, there's 1.2 million jobs in this country that are looking for people to take these jobs. And we're not talking about, oh, yeah, picking cherries. No, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about 1.2 million jobs, sales, services, light industry, trucking. I mean, there's just so many of them. Construction in the trades of, like, you know, plumbing and framing and roofing and electricians, all these things. They need all of these people. And yet we're 1.2 million jobs out there. We don't have enough people for it. And maybe it's that we have enough people. Maybe they're just not trained for it. But the economy is going gangbusters, but we're running out of people for it. You know, we're at the lowest unemployment rates in, 40 right. or 50 years?
I think a lot of it still comes down to, and I'm going to say this, is that somewhere in our childhood, when we were never allowed to sleep in, if Dad was up and he was weeding at 6 o'clock in the morning, it wasn't your right to watch YouTube, be on the computer. You were out there working with them. So they start. It starts at a young age as far as work, ambition, pride, respect. And there is something that's missing in this upcoming or that other generation about what it is to have a pride, the pride of a job.
I don't know. That's partially it. I know that Sierra Pacific is begging for people. I know that SST Oil, been here for 52 years in this town. Huge success in this town. And they're looking for people.
All right. We're
going to take a break.
Here we come back. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy is right now. He's down in San Francisco teaching an instructor class down there in San Francisco. But they have classes ranging from just your basic CCW to advanced pistol layering, defense of your home, unarmed combat. They have it all under Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Go to usgunpro.com for more information or give them a call at 530-999-1822.
Looking forward to our next segment. Hang in there with us. Love everything that's going to be going on. You have some surprises coming up, too. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, barrel racing, calf roping, bulldogging, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo May 15th through the 18th as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Sheraton Reading, MD Imaging, Arc Design, Shasta.com, and Tugwell Roofing.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Join us for our 26-year anniversary celebration. Our top-notch anniversary tribute series will keep you entertained with live music on Thursday and Friday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone, from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Get your tickets at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets 15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our anniversary concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Happy birthday, Wade Riggs!
You know what? I never thought that Wade could bust moves like he's doing right now in the studio. My God. You know what? He's 60 years old.
He's 60, and here's what we have to say about
splits.
That.
He did the splits. It's not time for the fat lady to sing, buddy. It's not time. Now give me back my headphones.
Wade Riggs, that is, you know, we've known you since we got to Reading, and we've watched you produce and act and do so many things in the community and marry Bobette and start Riggs Media, and you've always had Riggs Media, but to really build it up, and you've just really have done a fantastic job. You've been a leader. You and Bobette do so many things for the community, inside the community, and, of course, DJ Bobette. She put together a wonderful homage to your 60th birthday. And what? How much can you not play golf, or how much can you play golf? 60 Reasons to Love Wade, et cetera, et cetera. And Ashley's working with us now. You've turned her on, but she's also with you. So we share a lot of commonalities, and such as the people that we love in the community, which is why we're here today and our special guests. So let's, Carl, let's just go segue into the fact that we love, we're doing the Love Wade Wigs. Woo-woo. Yeah. Okay. We're in a woo-woo moment. I said, don't take that part out of my head. Woo-woo.
Wade Wigs. You know, honey, you got too much sleep last night. I'm like, you know what? Here, go in there and have some coffee to calm yourself down. Will you? Okay. Hey,
here we go.
Wade brought in with us. All right. Okay. It's time for Orchard Nutrition and Joe to say hello.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, and happy birthday, Wade.
The founder and the patriarch of Orchard Nutrition right here in town. And he brought with him Chad David, you're the general manager there.
Unless I'm in trouble.
Unless you're in trouble.
Joe could be, you don't even know about it. Until a guy named Guido comes up and says, you've been making trouble.
Close shot.
Well,
you had a big event coming up this weekend.
We're going to be there as well. It's the annual health fair. You know, this is really, you know, very topical right now because it's so important to take care of your health. We have a lot of friends right now have had some health challenges, and how important it is to really be the doctor of your own health.
Well, you have to look out for yourself. It's good to get help, professional help, but you have to be number one in the huddle. Take care of your health. Look out for yourself.
Yeah. Well, tell us what's going to be happening at the health fair.
Well, I'm going to let Chad do that because he performs it. He produces it. He runs it. He puts it together. He does the whole thing.
Bet he runs everything past you. Yes. He doesn't have to.
Chad.
I don't perform, though. Let's just get that straight.
You just did. You know what? And Wade's still dancing. So, I mean, this has been going on for a few minutes now.
Let me get my camera.
Yeah, I thought his legs would get tired.
I need a visual. Tell me what we're going to see on Saturday. Just tell everybody why we want to come out, why they want to mark their calendar and be there between 10 and 2.
Well, number one, you guys are going to be there.
We're going to be there, absolutely.
We're going to kick it off.
Well, I can see that visual. We'll be there from 10 to 12. Very excited about that. And, of course, we love Orchard. We love Orchard Nutrition. It's our place to go. But what are people going to see?
We have barbecue. We have, like, a little kid carnival that they can win prizes. We have snow cones, balloons, tons and tons of samples. You know, extra deep discounts that we're doing for certain brands. So if you want to come by, it's just during the event only. It's just a great time. We have 45 tents out there. Ooh. And we usually, wow, we have about some tents we have about two people, but we have about 60 demos going on there.
Okay, so
what kind of demos?
Like products?
Oh yeah, there's going to be samples of food, supplements that can be passing out. I mean, the barbecue, there's going to be hot dogs and chicken and steak and all types of good things on
that. I know
the
boys keep going back to food. Let's hear about product, like facial creams.
Oh, there'll be that too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The girls
worry.
Go like, wait a minute, I want a natural product. I want to smell it,
feel it. What you can do is you take a piece of dead meat and rub it over your face. It gives you that. It gives you that nice oily, nice sheen of moisture.
Hey, in the old days, didn't you put a steak on your black eye?
That's
what I thought.
Yes, you did.
That's what we did.
You use steak for a lot of things. But so anyway, you're going to have that kind of. You're going to have product. You're going to have samples. Will they be juicing and that kind of things?
Yeah, we'll have. Actually, Roots is going to be there.
Oh man.
Yeah,
that's great.
Now they're going to help support the event too.
You know, I haven't stopped by there yet, but it seems, you know, I read about it. I just haven't I haven't fought my way down there through the thugs on the street. I guess you have to drive in a truck.
We're aware of that, but we've been being patient.
So it's a family fun event, Orchard Nutrition Center. Of course, we know where that is, Cypress Square Shopping Center. Again, entertainment, kitty carnival, product samples, dozens of vendors. And when you talk about deep discounts in the store, can you share with us, Chad, what are those discounts? What kind of, for instance?
Oh, geez. Well, Garden of Life we have is one of our biggest companies coming out. They're going to be doing usually every day we do 30% off, but we're going to do the one day only of it, 45.
Ooh.
So it's
your time to shop.
Exactly. So we have Ancient Nutrition's also supporting us, Trace Minerals. They're all great companies. So we're offering extra deep discounts. So we do most of our supplements lines, we do 25% every day, but we decide to add a little extra if you want to come down and see the event. So,
you know what I want to go back to, and this would have been a prior interview that we had with you, Joe and Chad, was that, you know, Chad, you were brought up, and I love the fact that you grew up into the company, started sweeping floors and just being, you know, which is lovely, and then you became family, you earn your way to, like, now general manager, and I think that's great leadership. On behalf of Joe and his staff, there's nothing better than to feel like somebody's, again, we were talking about that earlier, about the ambition and the attitude of having integrity, and everything about Orchard Nutrition has integrity. And I just want to point that out, that I commend you, Joe, for number one, Orchard Nutrition is about integrity.
Thank you. It is. It's about closeness. It's family. And even the strangers, when they work for us, become family.
Like Chad.
And the customers, too. Exactly.
Well, you know, here's the thing I've talked to Joe so many times. And I mean, you all have been here, 37 years?
37 years.
And you think about it. How many businesses go out of business in the first 2 years, in the first five, and in the first 10? And then somebody that has made a success on this, and it's not just due to products, but though I do know that you bring in the finest products. In fact, you have products in there for your customers. You don't make your price point on it because
no, we lose on it.
You lose money on some of these products because you have customers that's what they need.
It's a responsibility, Carl. We have to have the depth to give people what they need, just not where the profit is. You know, most smart businesses figure out the square inch. Every square inch or every square foot of the store and what profit that makes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did that, if we followed suit, there's quite a few products that wouldn't be in there. But if you want to service people and take care of them and give them what they need, just like their family, you want to give them what they need.
Don't you want everybody to hear that? That's exactly what we're talking about, the integrity of being a business owner, because you can do it. You're not corporate. You can do that. You've made the choice. Hey, we are going to make sure that our people, our local people that want that particular product, we're going to get it for you.
We're going to sure try, and we keep it in stock. It's not like you have to wait for it.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break and come back, and we're going to talk about not just the big event this weekend, but the health fair but this is a year round thing for nutrition. I mean, you've got classes, you've got all types of things.
Right.
But I want to get more into that when we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Just talk to Judy. She's going to be on soon. In fact, she's going to be on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about this single payer healthcare system and the disaster it's going to make of your healthcare. Maximal Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back with Joe Martino and Chad David, Orchard Nutrition.
And happy birthday, Wade Riggs.
Great food diet. Throw out the pizza and beer. Great food diet. Forget those jelly donuts out of here. Great food diet. Might seem a little severe. Great food diet.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your ticket for bull riding and rodeo performances at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The term is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at ReadingRancheria.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Life's too short, it's passing by. So if I'm gonna go it all, go big or go home. Go big or go home.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Yeah. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:49 in the morning. It's about 54 degrees out there. Looks like we may get a little rain, maybe. I'm not too sure. No matter what the weather people say, it is, tonight is the rodeo.
It's the Bulls.
Tonight is the Bulls and the Bulls and
Barrel
racing and mutton busting and chuck wagon races. We're going to be there.
That's it.
Okay. Hey.
Kicking and a gouging and the mud and the blood and the beer.
We're here with Joe Martino and Chad David of Orchard Nutrition. There's going to be the health fair, their annual health fair, will be this weekend. Tents, everything out there, stores open. And one of the things that, I mean, we're talking, did you say 40 tents? Something like that?
45.
45 tents out there. Barbecue, games for the kids. But a lot of information. A lot of information. Really big sales on things there. But one of the things that people keep coming back to Orchard Nutrition, 37 years in the business, keep coming back, Joe, is that they trust the people that they deal with in your store. That's You've right. got people assigned there. You know, when you go in, there's so many supplements and vitamins. If I don't see how a person could really, unless they've done extensive research, they must have questions.
And hopefully we have the answers. If not, we get them. But we have professionals, not people that know how to spell vitamin. You know, they've been to school, they've graduated, they've proven themselves, and had the depth. That's expensive, but it doesn't cost the customer. It keeps them from going down the wrong path. And we also generally recommend to people, if you're under doctor's care, show them what we're giving you and get their approval.
Absolutely, because, you know, it's all about combination. Right. So tonight you have a seminar. And, of course, these seminars that you provide, you have like 2 to 3 every week. But tonight you have one with Dr. Ann Levins, who is an acupuncturist. We've been to her before. She's a fascinating story. And she's very well liked, and so that's going to be tonight, and that's in the room above the center above
just over the store. Yeah.
Okay, just over the store, upstairs, and
up the front stairs,
and those are free.
Absolutely,
and you've been doing this for years, and if you can't make the session, you've got how many videos you have, so people can go back in there and look and see the see what's being taught and the type of information. It goes everywhere from healthy nutrition to, you know, acupuncture to exercise, diet, and what supplements can do for you, or what GMO is or non-GMO. And you all are taking the lead in that too.
Well, of course, I mean, everybody can't make our time schedule when we produce these things. Wade makes sure that they're available, and you can go back on them. The only thing you miss out on is the finger food we serve.
And that would be on, you go on to orchardnutrition.com, and you'll find those videos, as well as the banner again, if you're just tuning in here at KCNR 96.5 FM, good morning. And we will be there Saturday from 10 to 2, but the event goes on Saturday from 10 to 2. We'll be there from 10 to 12 doing live streaming. We're going to be checking in with on air. So come and join us. It's a family fun event with entertainment. There's a kitty carnival for product samples and dozens of vendors. Now, people like, you know, they don't go to Costco for the samples. Come by Orchard Nutrition and graze.
Graze through it.
By the way, this time Chad's putting up some coverage over the aisles. So if it rains a little, you're not out in the rain.
Cool.
Okay. Chad, when you put something on like this, how long does it take to prepare all these?
All year.
All year. Essentially.
You have to get all the event. I mean, we have some people coming. One guy's coming from Utah, Ogden, Utah. He's a Trace Minerals guy. And I have to get on the ball and make sure I get, you know, get the reps coming, make sure they're sending samples. You know, constant reminders.
What's your favorite part?
Oh, dealing with people, for sure.
Okay.
It's so fun on that day of the event. It's just, there's just, you know, regular customers I've never met. It's just so fun walking around. You know, I pretty much walk around all day and have a basket in my hand. Hey, sample. And they're like, is this free? I'm like, yeah, take one.
Okay.
You know so. people go, oh, gee, how much stuff are we going to see? How many people show up for these things?
Geez, it's you know, depending on weather, but we've had, you know, up to 5,000 in that 4 hours. Okay. It's crazy.
Just think about this, my friends, of a town that, you know, is our size, but having 5,000 people show up for anything in this town. I mean, now you're talking about, like, rodeo events, and not even rodeo, where you get like, 5,000 people roll through there, and there's a reason. We promise to bring you the best possible products at the lowest possible price. We do not buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. And we have trained professionals on our staff. This is the creed of Orchard Nutrition Center.
I like that. Our creed. Yes.
Well, there's different ways to bring discounts. That's what always bothered me about buying online. You don't know how they're buying. So we make the promise. We're buying first-class merchandise. We're discounting the best we can out of our pockets. But we're not discounting because there's something wrong with the merchandise and the manufacturer wants to get rid of it. We don't do that.
I'm not going to get into how many times you've been best in the North State. I don't even know if you've never been, you know,
not
best in the North. Not, I mean,
never not been best in
the North State. Yeah. So I mean, this is a the amount of work, Joe, that you put in there, and I believe it started with your mom. Is that right?
No, my mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. Okay. And so she started it, but then
she had the technical knowledge that I was still going to school for.
Okay,
I started it the first day, but I started because she was willing to work with me. I didn't want to be in there just retailing. I wanted to know the biochemical level, and while I was doing that, the first 2 years, she stuck with me.
Okay.
And we're taking serious.
Well, you are taking serious now. I mean, you've moved once because you just got so big.
Well, we lasted a year and a half down the street, and we had customers helping us carry merchandise down to the new location.
You can when you walk in the store. I know it's hard to believe, but there's probably some people that haven't walked into the store down there on Locust Street. But when you walk in, what would you say, Chad, when they walk in? What they're going to be? What would their, you know, when they walk in, it's, what do they see? I mean, what are they going to be? I mean, right away, they're going to be going, oh.
Hopefully, they're going to see a ton of smiles. But other than that, I mean, the first thing you're going to see is, you know, the produce. That's kind of up front. And then we call it the wall of supplements.
The wall of supplements. Several.
Yes.
Several aisles.
Yes.
You can buy in bulk there.
And in the back, your bulk. Exactly.
Yep.
That's very cool.
Yeah, we have a deli. We have a bake. We bake everything in-house. We don't, everything's from scratch. We don't open up a box, dump it, mix the water, and there you go. So,
Can you order online?
Yeah, you can.
Here's the thing is there's always people in there wanting sandwiches because you know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Well,
your nutrition.
You can order the deli online. Yeah, all the products online.
Yeah. But you know that you're going to be getting things are non-GMO. What is, you know, it was so huge, it seemed like a couple of years ago, and now it seems like it's leveled off.
Well,
no? Non-GMO?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, just the idea that, oh, this is GMO, this is non-GMO, and all that. It seemed like every other word, you know, every other day you picked up articles on it, and it seems like, you know, you're not seeing that.
Well, first of all, you'd have to be a chemist to know what the difference is between something that's acceptably GMO and not, so we stay away from it. And it can't be 100% organic and have any GMO products in it.
Mm-hmm.
But organic itself has become a buzzword. If it's organic, then it's okay. And that's not true. That's not true. There's things that are bad for you, whether they're organic or not. But what is good for you, we make sure it's organic.
So when you say things that are bad for you, I mean, like what?
Well, how about cyanide?
I got it. Okay. It's organic.
Yeah. And that's better than what I was going to say, but Wade's here. And,
it's his birthday, you know, so we got to be, you know, light on
I got to go light on his
on
birthday.
On his 60th, birthday. You know, his this 60th. Is a milestone
no, this
birthday.
Is the 60th anniversary
yeah,
of, last
needs
night,
to be
of his 20th birthday.
60 times.
Last time I explained organic, it wasn't his birthday, and he had to take tranquilizers when I was done. It just wasn't right. I feel bad.
Joe Martino.
Joe and his drive.
Joe Martino, Orchard Nutrition. You know, I love, you know, I love you being on here, and it's been a while. And then, of course, Chad David, who is, takes the slings and arrows for everybody. Are you the designated, like...
driver.
Not driver, but designated, you know, get stabbed in the chest now and then?
Oh, yeah.
From the rest of the staff?
Yeah, I have to tell Joe every once in a while, you know, what Joe meant to say was... No.
Oh, yeah. You know, okay, we've got to run, but I was sitting in Joe's office, and here come grandkids in. I mean, they're all sitting there. You know, this is, and Joe, you know, this gruff voice, okay, honey. You know, it was, oh, they got you. They got you.
They don't know
okay.
how to work.
Again, we this will Saturday. Be there this Saturday. Please come see us. We can't wait to share and be there at the Orchard Nutrition Annual Health Fair.
That's right. So we'll see you this weekend.
And happy birthday.
Yeah, we'll be right back after this.
Wade Riggs,
and
the
thanks
man.
For, thanks for having us.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The United States is ordering some personnel to leave Iraq immediately amid growing friction between the U.S. and Iraq's neighbor, Iran.
The move underscores what Washington says is a growing threat from Iran. The U.S., though, has not publicly given any evidence to back that up, and allies are skeptical. Even a top British general in the Anti-Islamic State Coalition, who told reporters here at the Pentagon yesterday,
there's been no increased threat from Iranian-backed forces in Iraq and Syria.
U.S. Central Command, though, says there are credible threats. Washington and Tehran each say nobody's seeking war, but Iran's supreme leader is also issuing a veiled threat, saying it would not be hard for Iran to enrich uranium to weapons-grade levels. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The fate of a bill banning virtually all abortions in Alabama, now in the hands of Republican Governor Kay Ivey. State Senate has given final legislative approval to the Human Life Protection Act. The measure is aimed at forcing the nation's highest court to reconsider the landmark 1973 Roe versus Wade decision.
What this bill is designed to do is to go to the Supreme Court and challenge that particular precedence.
Republican Alabama Senator Clyde Chambliss, governor, has not said whether she'll sign the bill. Birth rates for American women in their teens and 20s have dropped to a record low. Last year saw the fewest number of babies born in 32 years. One demographer says, I keep expecting to see birth rates go up, and then they don't. Retail sales continued their seesaw pattern last month. They dropped 0.2% in April after rising 1.7% in March. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 21 points. The S&P 7 points higher. The NASDAQ is up 50. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Palestinians show their displeasure with Israel with a series of protests. We get the latest from the Media Line's Lawrence Rifkin.
Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip are holding widespread protests to mark Nakba Day. The word Nakba is Arabic for catastrophe, in this case referring to the creation of Israel in 1948. In the West Bank city of Ramallah, seat of the ruling Palestinian Authority, a commemorative siren blared at 11 a.m. It preceded an organized march south toward Jerusalem and a checkpoint where violence has erupted in the past during such marches. In the Gaza Strip, the coastal enclave's Hamas rulers called for a general strike and encouraged civilians to demonstrate along the border with Israel. Such demonstrations almost always devolve into clashes with Israeli soldiers on the other side of the fence. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. A new, bigger museum opens tomorrow, the Statue of Liberty.
The museum includes the statue's original torch from 1886.
It was a solid copper flame that she held in her hand. But through the years, people wanted the torch to function as a lighthouse.
Superintendent John Plitziker says there is also a gallery that focuses on the builder of the statue, Frederick Bartoli's studio.
He calls his statue Liberty Enlightening the World.
Foundation CEO Stephen Brigante says the Statue of Liberty stands for America.
The idea of liberty, the idea of democracy, the idea of welcome.
The museum also features a life-size replica of the statue's foot. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Huawei executive says possible new U.S. restrictions on its market access will have little impact on the Chinese tech giant, which does most of its business outside the United States. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center here on the 15th of May, 2019. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Carl. And Sue is at the helm. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
You guys switch back and forth. It's very confusing to me.
Well, I think that Ashley came in because she's leaving today for her grandfather's birthday.
You know, that is so
cool.
And,
of course, she's good buddies with Wade. And, of course, Wade's celebrating his 60th birthday. So, you know, it was really important. She was going back and forth to select songs and all. And probably, Sue, you do such a great morning broadcast with the news. You really do. Sue McClain News Hour. Kudos. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here with your Free Fire Radio morning show. In the second hour, weather update. It's currently 60 degrees. Our highs today will be 64 and our lows will be 54. Rain today 90% and tonight 100%. But you know what? We're going to take our ponchos and go to the rodeo anyway because we are not going to miss extreme bulls, mutton busting. And if they can go out there and ride around on their horses and the flag girls and the whole, we're in. We're totally in. So hopefully you come out with us tonight, too, and we'll have a poncho contest. Thursday night, Thursday showers, a high of 63 and then lows of 51. Friday calls for chance of showers with a high of 69 and lows of 53. And Saturday, 70% chance of rain with 62 and lows of 51. Saturday, showers again with 67. Now, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts are always welcome. 365-3793. You know, Carl, when I was online and I was going through some of the headlines, nothing made me feel happy.
Really?
No, I didn't. I couldn't grab one
when you look at that one.
Well, no, I mean,
not a happy sight.
No, trying to find one in here that's like, ooh, okay, that gives me some positive energy. But then I see the sheriff walk around the corner, and I was like, ah, there he is. Tom Basenko, that made my day. Good morning.
Well, I'm glad I made your day. Good morning.
You did. I didn't know who was going to be on this morning. So, you know, Carl didn't tell me in advance, oh, the sheriff's on. So
I almost didn't recognize Carl because he almost has a ponytail going on with that hairdo of his. A radical change for Carl.
What's the name of the guy, the most dangerous or the most popular man in the world?
Most interesting man in
most
the world.
Most interesting. He's on that roll right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm going for that.
He's got a little tequila and, you know, if you hear some ice cubes over there.
For how long? I mean, I've had my hair short a vast majority of my life, except I was doing a contract in Croatia. And then I thought I would just, you know, you got to change up every so often. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how long it lasts. It could be like in July and it's 114. And I'll go, there's a reason I probably don't, you know, just keep my hair short.
That's definitely the longest I've ever seen it.
Oh, no, this is the longest it's been in probably 20 years.
And he's just letting it go.
No, 20 years.
What do you think,
19
honey?
Years.
I go, hey, whatever floats your boat. You know, that's what you do. Right. Just what makes you happy.
I know that now it's, anyway, I passed that. Okay. What happened yesterday in the Board of Supervisors meeting, Sheriff? I'm getting such a, you know, because we have jobs here, and the Board of Supervisors always has their meetings when people with that work can't be there, except them. And Danelle Ewert, who is from the heads up Health and Human Services, was sitting here with us right after Mike Johnson did his. And Danelle said they were going to meet and, you know, to see how they can make this work. And we're talking about the navigation center, the place, whatever you want to call it, which was going to have like 68 beds. And the Board of Supervisors, last time it was breached, was said, well, look, we want you to come back, you know, with this concept. And they really liked the idea of having like an adult rehabilitation center right next to it. So you'd have people you could move in and out of this. So it would help give them a little impetus to get helped. Donnell really wasn't, when he was on the show, wasn't real crazy about this.
And being kind, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he believes in getting people off the street first, then being able, once they're off the street, you can help them. And this is what Donnell has been saying. So, but the Board of Supervisors last time said, come back with, do some more study on it and all this, and tell us how this is, what it's going to look like. And then Tuesday, yesterday, Danelle came back, and what happened?
And there was a radical left turn and something completely different that none of us, the chief of police of Anderson, Michael Johnson, myself, I'm sure the district attorney, and even the board members and the CEO, Larry Lees, knew nothing about. There was no pre-discussion meeting with us on this new concept where he wants to have several little mini navigation centers
set up through the city.
Set up through the city, basically
coming to your street.
Looking at the places like a home within a subdivision that they would purchase to put up homeless people. And I'm sure that no one would want a house next to them with homeless people in it. Of course, they wouldn't be homeless then because they'd have a home over their head, but you get what I'm saying. These people pulling them off the streets and then putting them in a house right next door to you. Completely different. He's not supportive of having any type of incarceration facility that would help bring the people off the street that are committing crimes.
I did understand that right then, that when it would be homes that would have, but they'd have like a manager in there.
Right. Right.
But they would have to do their own cooking, their own laundry,
right,
all of this stuff. But there wouldn't be a barrier there at all.
That's correct. It's a low barrier, no accountability house for the homeless.
And he wants to spend $700,000 on homes in various parts of the city.
Yeah, so let's say there's a home for sale right next to you, Carl, where you live.
Well, how about the one across the street?
Oh, there you go, right across the street. The county could end up purchasing or leasing that if they go through with this idea. And
well, they better have fire insurance.
You wouldn't have any say in it. And it took everybody by surprise. It was completely off guard. This Michael Johnson, the chief of Anderson, put in a lot of time and made a good presentation. Adapted his plan several times as he got more and more information. Came out good to have this transitional facility for those people that are creating the most havoc in our county, the people that are in for drunken public, vandalism, thefts, and are normally released because the jail is full.
Right.
This way, if they are having some type of substance abuse, drunken public, when they sober up, then they would transition over.
Or under the influence.
Or under the influence. Or drugs. Correct.
Drugs,
or both.
Anything. Right.
Or have some mental health issues and they're criminal. They would transition over to this navigation center for some one-stop assistance and rehabilitation for either drugs, alcohol, or both, or have that opportunity, that option, and doesn't want to have any part of it. It was
a total surprise to everybody.
Yes.
Okay, so that was a suggestion. Don't tell me that it was voted on.
No, in fact, it was something completely different. The board on April 23rd, that was something they gave him specific directions, an order, to say, hey, come back and present your plan on what had been presented and give us some more specifics.
Well, so Nell said, he said, that's not going to work.
He said,
I've looked at it. We don't have enough money to make this work. This new plan $700,000 to get the homes and get this thing off the ground. A million. Where's the other million go then?
Don't know.
I think he said someplace.
He wanted to go to the purchasing the houses, and the other part would go to, I think, some services and programs.
Right.
But took everybody surprise. He didn't discuss it with anyone. That wasn't his charge. That wasn't his order. His order was, bring us back your specific plan on this navigation center that you had proposed.
So we weren't there, and what was the response after he did this?
I tell you what, can we take a break? Because that's a good thing.
I got to see
hear what
it in my mind.
The response was from the board of supervisors. I've read some things from people.
And the people attending.
Yeah. People attending. So it's 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. If you're looking for somebody to provide help for you, for whether it's a couple hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark. Imagine having your loved ones safe and independent in their own homes. And I've seen people that have gone into long-term care centers, and I've seen people that have stayed at home. And being at home is great. I see such a difference. Give Sharon Clark a call. 226-8350. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. And remember, there is no place like home. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko, 8:15 in the morning. It's about 54 degrees. Looks like we're getting a little rain today.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your ticket for bull riding and rodeo performances at readingrodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests. We're celebrating 26 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and prepare yourself for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Plus, don't miss your opportunity to win stacks of cash. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 26-year anniversary celebration, May 1st through 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's better at the River. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Round and round, I'll tell you what's round.
Welcome back.
Round is the diamonds in Four Winds Jewelry. Our sponsor of this segment, Four Winds Jewelry, located in Hilltop Drive. Our favorite jewelry store here. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Carl and Linda Bott on our Free Fire morning show, Free Fire Radio. Thanks for joining us. And again, a shout out to Four Winds Jewelry. Loose stones, not just round, any kind of stone you want. And I almost went into becoming a gemologist. So I
You are a gemologist.
Well, not really, but you know, I do love jewelry, and I think it's fascinating, jewels that are, you know, come from the earth. And so they are the experts. In case you have, you know, something that it was your mother's or something that you need to have looked at and give a evaluation, go to Four Winds Jewelry. That's a great place to go.
Before we go back to Sheriff Basinko, we have a traffic alert.
Just a quick alert this morning. If you happen to be in Red Bluff, there was a crash in front of Lassenview Elementary this morning. It happened just a few moments ago, and they do have emergency personnel responding.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, Sue. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and my question was at the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday, there was going to be Donnell Ewart was coming back with the second look at this navigation center and the ARC concept, where you have Adult Rehabilitation Center, which is a detention center,
right
next to the navigation center, and they worked, you know, in hand in hand. And Donnell came back and he said, "We don't have the money for that, but we do. This is what I propose: we buy individual homes and make mini navigation centers
right
in the city here. And then we also, if I remember right, it'll be another facility down at the Good News Rescue Mission that's going to allow like 62 beds. It'll be totally secular. Teaching, no Christ, no Christian teachings in this place. It'll be like, as he said, a island in the middle of this." And what was the reaction by the, I mean, this was totally different than what the city or what the Board of Supervisors had said.
It was completely different, and I think it took them by surprise as well. Mr. Lees was asked if he was aware of it, and he was not, and that's who Mr. Ewart works directly for. And it was, and I'm thinking, I was in attendance there, and I'm thinking, I'm sure that anybody that would be near one of these houses would not want it in their neighborhood. Essentially, it's a group home for homeless people. And he talked about having it, maybe these houses being located in South Reading area near the mission, because the neighborhood is already used to a lot of homeless being in the area. Well, that doesn't make it any better. And I'm sure it would affect property values. And we knew nothing about this. We had been in discussions with Mr. Ewart, Michael Johnson, the chief, myself, Stephanie Bridget, Supervisor Chimente, and took it by surprise. I don't know where this came from, but, yes, he wants to take about $750,000, buy some houses, and then in the remaining $900,000+ for that homeless center near the mission. And Jonathan Anderson has done a great job there, and he has made some of it secular for the first period of time. I can't remember if it's 30 or 60 days.
First 30 days,
yeah.
It is. And I think that can be extended, that there is
something like that.
It's purely taking people off the streets.
The mission has a proven track record of success with rehabilitation on drugs and alcohol. They've gotten into education for those people with even if you end up with a master's degree, but if you end up with drugs and alcohol, it kind of alters your brain. And so sometimes they have to start all over. So they have a great program for GED and transitioning out to Shasta College. And they have an employment program helping have people once they get stood up on their feet, get employment for them. So they do a great job. But this was...
They have trips home? I mean, when I say trips home, I mean sending people back?
If people want to go back home, they can get bus tickets and go back there. So he's done a great job down there. But this concept...
What do you think about this concept?
I don't have buy-in for it. I just think of the people that might be next to this one thing, next to this group home for homeless and its effect on property values, regardless of where it's located. And, of course, there was no discussion. If I'd gone to the Board of Supervisors and presented something completely different after they give me some direction, although being an elected official, I'm an autonomous and independent of the board. They're not my boss. But if I'd done that, I would have had a certain body part handed to me and my eyes poked out probably.
Wow.
Well, you know, probably. So we're back into the, okay, now we're going to kick the can this way.
Right. Everybody was, there was a number of.
What's the Board of Supervisors? Did they go, thank you? I mean, come back with that plan? I mean,
come back, but there was a number of city council people from Anderson, Baron Browning, Stan Newts, the mayor was there, the city manager, Michael DeQuisto from the city of Reading was there.
Yeah, DeQuisto made a comment, and then Vince Stevens.
Right.
Vince Stevens wrote something on Facebook that.
Right.
And the whole question was, well, wait a minute, nobody knows about this.
Correct.
So what's going to happen now? I mean, if this is the way Donnell wants to go, and this is where he thinks the money should be spent, and that's what, you know, his, you know, this is where he believes it should happen. And then you've got, what are the Board of Supervisors going to do?
Well, they also had,
besides kick the can down the road some more.
Remember on August, April 23rd, they also gave direction to say, hey, let's explore, can we remodel the detention annex where we have our patrol operations and make it a net detention facility again? And let's look at remodeling the basement of the old county hospital where we have our evidence and property storage there, and to make the navigation center and the transition rehabilitation center, the detention center, and they were going to allocate $100,000 for that. So now once this group home homeless shelters concept, they said, no, we're not going to look at remodeling the basement of the county hospital or first floor of the county hospital, but we'll still examine remodeling the detention annex. So that's still on the table, but they were allocated about $100,000 for an architect to look at both those facilities. So imagine now it'll be less than $100,000 just to look at the detention facility. And then you go buy a home if this ever happens. So it hasn't been approved by any means, but if they bought these group homes, if you will, they would have to bring them up to standards because now they're a public building. So you're going to have to remodel them for ADA issues, Americans with Disability Act. That's going to cost a fair amount of money in addition to the home. And I'm sure there'll be some public hearings on it, but totally by surprise.
I don't think this is going to happen. You know, I say that only because I think that we have enough problems that, you know, here was a plan that seemed like it was going to work. Now, Donnell says there's not enough money for it. I think that's up to the Board of Supervisors to say whether there's enough money for it. They've already turned down that first ARP. There's not enough money for it. Well, now we've got this. I mean, you know, putting the building up is the easiest thing, frankly.
That's correct. And even though it might be into the millions of dollars, if we're building a detention facility, a jail, that can be in, depending on the size, it can be in the tens of millions of dollars, a lot of money, but that's still the cheaper part. The expensive part
is running it,
the operational cost day in and day out, annually, year after year after year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's.
But, again, we're not doing anything.
It was... kind of more spinning your wheels or kicking that can down the road. It was an interesting supervisorial meeting.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens with this. When are they supposed to come back?
Don't know. I'm going to have to check on that. So I don't know if it's going to be next week or whenever, and we'll see. But
you need to call into the Board of Supervisors to your representative there in this case and down in Reading, and here it's Joe Clemente.
Yeah, and if you want to see that meeting, you can go to the Board of Supervisors website on the county website online, and those are have been recorded,
right.
And you can see the entire Board of Supervisors meeting.
Well, I recommend you go and listen to what was said, and depending on how you feel, you give Joe Clemente, if you're from here, a call, or you give any of the Board of Supervisors a call. You may want to call all of them and say, you know, I've listened to this. I either think it's a good idea or I think this is really a bad idea. But you need to let them hear on this, because they may make a decision without your input. And you may end up living with it for the next 10 years.
And that's important for the people to have their voice heard.
Yeah. I mean, this is another reason that the Board of Supervisors needs to have one meeting a month in the evening. Mm-hmm. And I still to this day cannot understand the why they don't do it. Well, you know, it's because they have to put people on overtime. Well, no, because you have people not come in that day until that part of the day. You know, so we're talking like 3 or 4 hours. And it could start at 6 o'clock and go to 10, if it goes even goes that long, and let people come in once a month so they can sit in there instead of all of us that are in this, you know, running during the day, you know, with our jobs, and then kind of getting this thing on either a video or reading about parts of it the next day.
Okay. I just got a text message from a friend, and she said, hey, thanks for the update. And basically everybody was totally blindsided.
All right, we're going to take a break on that note. We're going to come back and talk more about this here. 7:30 or 8:30 in the morning, KCNR 96.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our special guest today is Sheriff Tom Basenko. But first, we're going to give a little shout out to one of our sponsors, Crackmaster. Knows the in and outs of proper windshield repair. Been repairing windshields for years, and he is great. Located on Market Street, give Crackmaster a drive-by and see what he can do if you have a crack or a chip. But a crack up to 24 inches. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now let's go to the clues and the identities. Of course, it's rodeo week. So $400 is going to go to the person who wins, who can identify the lone stranger. And $400 is going to go where you can find the hidden loot. And here are, and you have to call 223-1188. And this is what what is it called when you give the
we have the clues?
Thank you, that clue is what I was looking for, that word. Okay, clue, and it says right in front of me, clue to identify the lone stranger for Wednesday. They fired up a getaway car. Boss and rider were on a mission. The posse must stake their badges and put them out of commission. The next clue to find the hidden loot for Wednesday. To the hills they could not go, nor on a mountain peak, but in the low plains they found solace near one big creek.
And we're going to put that on our Facebook page, if we haven't already, and so you can take a look at that. And to identify the lone strangers, give them a call at 223-1188. Tom, who's the lone stranger?
We don't know. We're about 50 members or so in the Asphalt Cowboys. And that is a very, very guarded secret. Within the Asphalt Cowboys, there might be three or four people that headed up every year that know who this lone stranger and his sidekick is. And then, of course, the person writing the clues. And that's it. It's not spoken about. And even then, when you're when you get selected to be a lone stranger, which I was one year, they tell you, don't even talk about it to your friends or family. It's a secret even to the, until they're found out.
Wow.
Yeah.
You told your wife.
I did not.
Les Paul told his.
Hey, he can do what he wants.
He's scared of Susie.
Yeah, it could be. But I know Les is probably listening, but no, they tell you, don't tell your wife.
He's scared of Susie.
They don't
right?
want that. They don't want that to get out. And so it,
don't
that's,
say
that's
that
honored.
Because you need to honor the privacy, like you said. Les wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Oh, Les is on the phone. Les, good morning.
You're just nothing but a problem.
that was quick.
Now I'm in trouble.
I stuck up for you, buddy.
That was quick. What, were you on speed dial or something?
I stuck up for you.
Hey, are you? What you got, buddy?
You know, I think the entire room, especially the Board of Supervisors, I'll use the word in shock yesterday. The thing that disturbed me the most was that we had Stephanie Bridget, who I just hold in high esteem. She had been assigned by the Board of Supervisors to bring the two parts of the Life Center together that was proposed by Chief Johnson, unanimously directed by the Board of Supervisors. She did a good job of holding meetings. She got up, she gave her report, and she asked for direction on the areas that they hadn't been able to solidify, full of respect and honor and integrity, because that's who she is. And then the very next person up, our head of human services, Mr. Ewert, got up and made everything she said look stupid by taking it all off the table from a unilateral decision from his perspective. Not necessarily what's going to happen, I'll add. But so everything she had just asked had no relevance to what he was saying. He didn't even have the courtesy of discussing it with the board liaison, with the CEO of the county, with the two members of our Board of Supervisors who are assigned for that task, which are Joe and Mary, with any of the 30 or so team members that he claims on the list of support, or with any of the people that were involved in the direct conversation of working to put this together on behalf of the Board of Supervisors.
Les, I call it a...
I've never seen anything like it, you guys.
Les,
never,
I call it a sudden left turn and a radical change, which took everyone by surprise, as you said.
Oh, I'm trying to be kind in my conversation.
I know.
But the bottom line is that how does this become appropriate for the head of one of our departments to simply blast us out of the public meeting without even talking to his boss? I asked the question, and the sheriff was correct. I asked our CEO, did you know anything about this? And he said, no. I went back and asked him later, after the meeting. I said, are you absolutely sure? He says, I'm absolutely sure. I don't understand how that can happen. So you can imagine there was shock there. Now, to some of the things he said, we did our best to respond. The medical respite thought, we've already been talking about that. That was a part of what we were talking about. That portion does make some sense. I love the Shasta Community Health mm-hmm. and the partnership. I think government should have more private partnerships to conduct business, and they're worthy. They know what they're doing. That part makes sense. The housing part, I'll be friendly and say no way. You can imagine I'd like to put another word in front of there, but I won't. It's just not going to happen. We're not going to start little mini navigation centers and place them throughout the city of Reading.
Well, you know what I see is, I mean, we've got to, you know, we know we have to do something. And when something comes up on this where it's, you know, completely different than what people were working on, what it does is kind of delay everything and kicks it down the road. And so what he has said, and Donnell runs one of the largest organizations in the county,
yes.
with one of the highest budgets by far.
Yes.
When he says this, it kind of like, does that just kill the navigation center then?
Well, I certainly think that it carries great credibility and weight when the head of Health and Human Services is saying that it can't be accomplished. Whether it can be accomplished or not, I think ultimately, and you guys have already pointed out, rests in the hands of the Board of Supervisors.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday, I see as a, I'll call it a hiccup. It's taken me, literally, I was on the phone until, I want to say about 11:30 last night because of all the phone calls coming in saying, what in the world happened? And you have to answer those questions. And then I think the best thing that we can do is we can make a decision. So we did send him off with the instructions to bring back more information. We did continue and authorize the finances for the transitional facility that Mike Johnson has proposed, and it's long needed in the community. However, we did not abandon plans for the Navigation Center. I don't think that has been decided. More information's coming. There is money in play. We are responsible to use that HEAP money for its intended purpose. I don't think the discussion is over, Carl, Linda, Tom.
Well, you know what? I'm glad to hear that because when you see the guy that's going to play one of the main players in this thing, he says it's not going to work. And so if you don't, I mean, this kind of thing is it's going to take a whole 100% effort by everybody to try and make this thing happen. I think the concern, my largest concern, and probably maybe of other people too, is we've got this problem. So here was a proposal that kind of looked like it may not have been perfect by any means, but it was a step forward. We're not doing anything now. And then now it's kind of like, oh, now this is a right or left turn any way you want to make it into something totally different. And now that just stops everything, you know, because, okay, now you're going to come back and flesh this out a little bit. But already the board, you know, you're saying, and I'm sure there's several others on the board saying, there's no way we're going to buy homes in people's neighborhoods and put a low barrier homeless center there.
Oh. Can you imagine my folks that are very stubborn in, I'll just pick on Cottonwood, California for a moment, thinking that that's a good idea for their supervisor to locate a home next to downtown Cottonwood?
We would
have pitchforks, shovels, and backhoes camped outside of the
Yeah, you might as well just, you know, anyway.
Yeah, unless it is important to know that this is not the end of it.
This is not the end
and
of it.
the good thing is the board also still has going forward a review to remodel the detention annex for a potential detention facility for very much needed beds. And so that's a good plus there.
You know, let me throw this one out, Les, too, before we have to run here. We have other people on the line. Is the juvie center there that is, could hold so many people, but we've got, I don't know, 10 kids in there? Has there been any thought of moving them to another facility?
Well, Carl, as you know, you and I discussed that. I think we discussed it on your radio program. I brought that out nearly 2 years ago now. We still are spending nearly $5.5 million. The most recent census is up to about 29. I just asked about 2 days ago for a clarification on how many are Shasta County youth. I have not received that back yet, but let's say even 20 of them are Shasta County youth. Mr. Kahn, who publishes on social media, correctly assessed that that's still a cost of over $600 per person per night. If the Shasta County Jail was spending that kind of money, again, there would be outrage. We love these kids, but even the whole state of California, I applied to be on the state assessment team from the governor's office. The entire state is having the problem. Laws have changed and circumstances have changed. Juvenile rehabilitation facilities built up and down the state are almost empty. Only one of our pods of three are being used. Mm-hmm. We're over budget everywhere in every county. They formed a statewide team. They only took two supervisors. I was told I came in third or fourth, so I didn't make it. But it's a worthy discussion. The state itself is having the problem. They're spending tons of money, and it's not working. Okay. So we need to look at ours, too. Bottom line, even if you took off specific monies that go to juvenile probation department and took away their special monies, and you took away another million to accommodate the youth somewhere else, you're still over budget by about $4 million, overspending,
okay.
I believe.
Okay, Les,
that's
hey,
a lot of
hey,
money.
Yeah, Les, hey, Les, thanks a lot for calling in and kind of giving us the supervisor's perspective on this, and we have to run. Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a break. Roberta, please hang on till we come back, and we'll get to your question or your statement. It's 8:45 in the morning here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, when you think about it, been in the business over 25 years, been voted best in the North State. There's no system they can't work on. Their people have not been to school on. They offer warranties, guarantees. They're there for you. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko, who's just gotten a break here from his buddy, Les Ball, calling.
On a big old rusty tractor, you can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep on.
Barrels and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, barrel racing, calf roping, bulldogging, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo May 15th through the 18th. As the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Sheraton Reading, MD Imaging, Arc Design, Shasta.com, and Tugwell Roofing.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby!
Oh, we'll behave. In fact, I can have someone come out today and give you a free estimate.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Hey, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
You can start saving today. Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, barrel racing, calf roping, bulldogging, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo May 15th through the 18th as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Sheraton Reading, MD Imaging, Arc Design, Shasta.com, and Tugwell Roofing.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station, 8:50 in the morning. It's about 57 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors, veterans, veteran-owned business. 365-2793. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, thanks for waiting.
Yes, thank you for waiting.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. What I was calling about, I was wondering, first of all, if all of you have watched the YouTube video on Seattle dying.
Yes.
Yes. Several times.
Okay. Yes, I've watched it a couple times. And so after watching that and thinking about what's going on here, I don't think we're addressing the right issue. This is not a homeless problem. This is a drug use problem, you know, addicts. These are drug addicts that are homeless. Most people that are homeless that aren't on drugs have family to help them or government agencies, but these people use every dime they get to buy drugs. And so whatever help we give them, that gives them more money to spend on drugs if they get disability payment or $600-$700 Social Security. They put all that on drugs, and then everything else that's given to them, they sell or whatever to buy drugs, and then they steal. And we know, I just talked to everybody, everything is being stolen from your cylinders on your barbecues to your extension cords.
You know, Roberta,
we're not addressing the right issue.
I agree with you, Roberta. The homeless issue is causing a lot of issues in Shasta County and throughout California and the nation, just like Seattle. Not all homeless people are criminals, and not all criminals are homeless. But we're trying to address, at least the plan that we had with Chief Johnson, the DA, and myself, we're trying to address both the issues of drug use, alcohol abuse, the homeless issues, and those committing the crimes, generally lower-level crimes, such as property crimes, theft, and the drunken public, the vagrancy, and that's wreaking havoc in our community with this detention facility coupled with this navigation center to provide a seamless continuum of services from incarceration to rehabilitation. And that took a radical left turn.
That'll work. Yeah, if there's no consequences for bad behavior, why will anybody change?
Exactly.
And I do agree some of the people have mental issues, and in the older days we used to provide places for them to be taken care of if they were mentally ill. You know,
right.
They should not be on the streets. I agree.
Oftentimes with mental illness, they tend to self-medicate, which means they're abusing drugs and alcohol. This causes more problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just say that we should stop talking about homelessness. I do not think homelessness is the main issue.
That's exactly what we need
to start talking about the criminals that are out there that we're doing nothing about.
Okay. That's what exactly Senator Maurice Johannesson said in the board on April 23rd. Quit talking about it.
It's time to move on. And here we are coming up with a plan, and then all of a sudden it gets kicked off the road, off the tracks, or shuttled into a separate rail, and then now we've got to come back and try and figure this after all the work that's been done. I think people should be just a little bit irritated by this. So thanks, Roberta. We have other people.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Thanks. Dale.
Okay, so, Dale.
Trying to figure this after all the work that's been done.
Good morning, Dale. Turn your radio down, please.
Hey, Dale, you're on. Turn down your radio.
Okay, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. You have a comment?
Yes. You know, this navigation center was probably the first thing I've seen in Shasta County where both sides were getting behind it. I saw little to no arguing on social media because it was such a great project. And out here in the real world, if somebody was told by their boss to, you know, work with Stephanie, work with Michael Johnson, and they completely refused, we all know what would happen. They would be fired. Out in the military, if somebody did that, I couldn't even imagine what would happen.
I'm just going to put this
out there point blank. How does this guy still have a job?
I think we probably could imagine what would happen if it was in the military. Especially Carl could imagine that.
Yeah, pretty much. If I gave my guys instructions to do this, and he comes in with a totally different thing, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry. First of all, I would look at my command. Was it clear? And if it was clear, then we'd have to have a long discussion. But it's the type of thing is Donnell, who, you know. I'm not knocking Donnell at all. I'm just not. He was on the show here, and you could tell he was not on board, really, with this whole idea of the adult rehabilitation center, detention center, whatever you want to call it.
You're correct. He's never been on board.
He hasn't been. He believes
other than his little narrow scope.
Well, but he sincerely believes, and he's he's done studies. He's looked at other things, and he said if you get them off the streets, you can help them, and that's where he's focusing on.
Google problems with housing first.
Yeah,
they've actually had to change the name to rapid rehousing because of the horrible. If anybody actually looks up housing first, they'll see how horrible it is. So they changed the name to rapid rehousing to try to get away from that.
Okay,
it's not a successful program.
And in other cities, they have rented hotel rooms, small houses, to get some of these people off the street, and they end up paying a lot of money to rehab and remodel the houses because they're getting up with holes getting kicked in the wall. Some people are living like feral people, and they
some
do things inside the house that make it a biohazard.
They're shutting down a tiny house village up north right now because it just was a disaster.
Hey, okay. I just turned you down, Dale, just for a second so I can get in. We've only got like 2 minutes left, and thank you so much for your phone call. It doesn't happen in every case, though, and they've had, you know, there's been times when people moved in, they got them off the streets, and they've taken responsibility that it has worked. This is what Danelle's talking about. My problem with this whole thing is that we're making a plan, we're going down the road, and then it gets shuttled off to the other side. But now are we starting all over again? Now, Sheriff, in our last couple of minutes here, you're looking for some good men and women.
Absolutely. We're continuing to look for people to hire in the jail as correctional deputies. We're looking for people to hire and train for deputy sheriff, sending to the academy. We got 4 people in the academy that will be graduating in June. And one is going to Bernie as a deputy sheriff. And the other, we're getting another one hired on. We've hired a person to be a community service officer up in Bernie as well. And then other people are coming into the Reading area to fill positions of deputy sheriff. So we're always hiring. Look at our county website for the support services personnel department. And there can be, there's all the county jobs posted there. And so you could enjoy a rewarding career with the sheriff's office.
You know, sheriffs, you know what? I think being a, I don't know, for some reason, being a deputy sheriff has always appealed to me.
Yeah, you've said
so,
that.
I know. So when are you going to send me to the academy?
Well, come on down and test it out. I think your marksmanship skills will be above standard.
I have decision-making skills, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, last thing is we're going to see Tom day after tomorrow. Pancake breakfast.
Absolutely.
That's rain or shine.
That's right. You'll be joining about 10,000, at least 10,000 of your friends and neighbors at the Asphalt Cowboys Big Breakfast. Everybody turns out for it. We're helped by the Reading Rodeo Association, the National Guard, and other volunteers there. So come on out and have a great pancake breakfast. It's one of the biggest around and serving the most amount of people in the least amount of time.
Hey, tomorrow morning we're going to have with us the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard.
Oh, they're great.
They're going to be here. And Linda's singing tomorrow night
at Wind River.
So join us there.
Great musicians.
Yeah, on Thursday night. It starts at, 5:30, right, hon?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, of course, they have all the rodeo stuff going on.
Oh, so much stuff going on this week, everybody. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.